Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour. The average student loan debt for graduating college seniors is nearing $30,000, according to a survey by CNN. Let's find ways to prevent that from happening. We welcome Craig Bolanos, founding partner and CEO at Wealth Management Group in Inverness. Craig, let's begin by just acknowledging that this fear of student loan debt and other college debt, it's very well-founded. I mean, parents and students do have something to worry about.
Parents and students absolutely have something to worry about, and now is the time that everyone's worrying. I mean, coming up May 1st is College Decision Day, and parents and students are so worried about how they're going to pay the bill.
So what's the very first tip that you would give them as they're thinking about the fall and how they're going to pay for this?
Well, the first thing I want to do is I want to reassure everybody out there that if you haven't properly planned for college, you haven't had the opportunity to save the money because of circumstance, there are still ways to get there through the process of borrowed funds. But that leads me to my first tip, which is we really need to understand our financial aid options. And what I mean by that is parents and children need to take a combined effort so that they don't take the path of least resistance. We need to structure a loan program that's unique to every family that's out there.
When you talk about getting the parents involved, a loan from whom?
Well, what I talk about here first is I think the best way for everybody to have borrowed money for college, if that's the way we need to go, is we should always have the student borrow in their name first, meaning let's go after those federal Stafford student loans. Those are the initial loans that mom and dad don't need to co-sign on. They're in the name of the student. After we borrow that initial round of money in the student's name with the Stafford loan, now we can talk about creativity. Just like you shop for a mortgage, you need to shop for rates because they are wide and they vary depending on the program that you're going to be accessing.
I remember driving my son to his campus for, you know, his first day of college, and what I saw were two or three booths where they were selling they were credit cards. And tell us, it's true. So what do you do?
Well, one of the things, away from borrowing for college, when we send our children, when we send those students away, I remind everybody that it is the time to get on a budget, because a budget is all about telling our money where to go instead of wondering where it went. And if we don't have a budget, too many people bridge the gap by doing exactly what you suggested, Chris, is they go to their local, you know, they go to school, they get a free Frisbee, a free T-shirt, a free beach towel, and next thing you know, we're running up credit card balances, which is a big problem still today on collegiate campuses.
Yeah, they used to give away free T-shirts for credit cards. That was another day you didn't have to do laundry.
Absolutely.
All right, so establish credit, but handle it well. When it comes to budgeting your expenses, a lot of people think about tuition, they think about room and board, but there's all these other day-to-day expenses that they may not be thinking about.
Well, you know, last time I checked, being a college student, it's expensive. I mean, you have food, miscellaneous items, activity fees, and one of the suggestions I give everybody is for the students today, either embrace the envelope system or embrace technology. The envelope system is what we've all heard about before, where we take out a certain amount of money for the month that we're going to spend on M&E, meals and entertainment. We take out a certain amount of money that we're going to spend on laundry and clothing and other things. And if the envelope system doesn't work for you, you need to go and download one of the various free apps that are available for your smartphone so you can keep track of your money and stay away from the credit cards. Because Cisco, as you mentioned at the top of this segment, it's not just students graduating with $30,000 of collegiate debt. It's students drowning in credit card debt at the same time when they move the tassel to the other side come graduation.
Craig, I see that you recommend that students learn to love frugality. How does one do that?
Well, Well, I think, you know, learning to love frugality actually starts with the end in mind. You know, one of the things that we do very well at our firm when the, you know, adult children of our clients go away to school is we educate them on how much borrowed money is actually going to cost. We do it from education, but we also do a little bit with fear, because if you realize how much it's going to actually take to pay off these student loans and pay off these credit cards, sometimes that's enough of an enticement initially to get people to just pause. And that's what I think being rational about money is. It's a pause. It's, do I actually need this, or do I simply want this in the moment? And I think we as a society just don't talk to our kids about money enough anymore up until they go away to school. And that's why I'm happy we're again doing this segment on your radio show to try to get in front of it.
Good advice. Craig Bolanos, founding partner and CEO at Wealth Management Group in Inverness. Remember, May 14th, that's WBBM's Education Week. Be sure to join us all that week during the WBBM Noon Business Hour. We will discuss the business of getting into college. And join us at this time tomorrow for Technology.